O Lord, graciously hear the prayers of your people, that we who justly suffer the consequences of our sin. Words from the Collect of the Day. Can you only imagine the conversations that go through some people's minds? Who prays like that anyway? We must be praying about somebody else's problems. Suffering? Consequences? I don't think so. Well, it wasn't my fault anyhow. And suffering is unjust. Just ask anyone. And why wouldn't God love me? I'm pretty lovable. A pretty decent person. I'm actually the innocent victim here, suffering unjustly and all. And what I did wasn't that bad. It isn't even worth confessing, actually. And nobody got hurt, really. It's like one of those little white lies. Well, maybe closer to gray. But still, hardly worth God's time to hear. He's got better things to do with all the other things that are going on in the world. Bigger fish to fry, if you know what I mean. He probably didn't even notice anyway. So I just let it go and leave it at that. See if he brings it up, and then we'll deal with it then. You know, if he brings it up, I mean. If he doesn't, then let's leave sleeping dogs lie. You know what I mean. Wink, wink. All this shifting of blame, shirking of responsibility, sounds like we're talking about the current trend in society. But like the writer of Ecclesiastes wrote, there's nothing new under the sun. We may just as well be talking about the time of Jeremiah, the man who penned the Old Testament reading for today. The Israelites, God's chosen people, thought their title and their ancestry from Abraham gave them immunity from God's wrath. But if you read the prophets, it's clear that the Babylonians are the instruments of God's judgment for the sins of the Israelite people. Jeremiah is a man who lived through the suffering of that very horror. To get a little context for our Old Testament reading, let's hear the first four verses of chapter 17 of Jeremiah. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With a point of diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars. While their children remember their altars in their asherim, beside every green tree and on the high hills, on the mountains in the open country, your wealth and all their treasures I will give for spoil as the price of your high places for sin throughout all your territory. You shall loosen your hand from your heritage that I gave to you, and I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you do not know. For in my anger a fire is kindled that shall burn forever. Like a stone tablet, Judah's heart has been deeply engraved with her sins. So deep, in fact, that they cannot be erased. The people will not, cannot repent. Rebellion has become their way of life. They have chosen to follow false gods. They worship at the Asherah poles of their Canaanite gods. Even the horns of their altar, which was once used for sacrifice for their sins, have been etched by their rebellion. Blood sprinkled by their high priest could no longer cover the depravity of their sin. Even the young children were affected by it. Only the full exposure to God's wrath through the Babylonians and the surrender of their wealth, land, and freedom would suffice. And against this, Judah had no defense. And it is in this context that Jeremiah writes his little poem. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by the water, that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. It is with these verses that Jeremiah addresses Judah's heart problem. Whether Judah is cursed or blessed turns out to be a trust issue. Who are they trusting in? The man who trusts in themselves or other men is compared to a shrub in the desert. A shrub surviving in the desert is in and of itself noteworthy. But it doesn't see any good come from it. No seed or fruit is produced from it. The other man, however, is compared to a tree, not a puny shrub. This man trusts in the Lord and grows in a well-watered place, its roots stretching deep into the ground, finding many nutrients and a stream to draw water from. The same heat and the drought that attacked the shrub seem to have no effect on the tree. It has dark green leaves and bears fruit all the year long. For the Israelites, it was during those times that they were green and prosperous that they seemed to misread the evidence of God's power and love for them, and they go and worship other gods. They seem to forget about God during these good times, and it was only after God spanks them that they remember him, repent, and turn back to him. Unfortunately, they have short memories, and the cycle repeats and repeats and repeats until they were no more, nothing left but a very small remnant. We too suffer amnesia like the Israelites. When things are going well, do we forget about God? Do we forget to give him thanks for blessings received? I have to admit, I sometimes do. Or we may even forget to pray. Or at times our prayers turn into a wish list a mile long. And even that is okay. God wants us to ask for the things that we need. But we need to try to balance it out with prayers of thanksgiving also. We have so much to be thankful about. And when things aren't going well, when things are tough, when it seems like we don't have anything to be thankful for, look even for the little things. Start there and work your way up from that place. And when we really start to think about it, you might be surprised at the blessings that we can come up with. And Jeremiah's little poem brings with it another realization for us. Just as the shrub and the tree thought, even though they were facing the same challenge of extreme heat and drought, but produced different results, different people faced the same challenge in their lives, but they also produce different results. The answer to why they have different results is where their heart turns for the answer when they face these challenges. Like the shrub, those who turn to man-made solutions to deal with their problems, now they might survive, but their spirits won't thrive, and they will not be as productive, or they might not bear as much fruit. Now those who turn to the Lord, those seem to flourish, even in the most difficult of times. They have deep roots that sustain and nourish them during the trying circumstances, helping them to bear fruit even when times seem barren and dry. Man's answers are at best temporary. The Lord's answers are eternal, forever. And you can't get a better warranty than that. So when it comes to prayer, there's no need to worry. Jeremiah knew. He wrote it in verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. You don't have to be afraid to confess your sins to God in prayer. He already knows, but he wants to hear it from you anyway. We do suffer justly the consequences of our sins, but even more so, God wants to mercifully deliver us from our suffering by his goodness to the glory of his holy name. And that, my friends, is the second part of the collect of the day, and why we don't have to be afraid to confess our failures to God. Way back before Adam and Eve in the garden, God had a plan to send his Son, Jesus Christ, to deliver us from our suffering, from the sin, death, and destruction that would haunt us, haunt every one of us. And at just the right time, Jesus came into the world, not as a king, but as a babe in the manger, and fulfilled God's plan right through his agonizing death on the cross. And it was the Father's pleasure to raise him from the dead, accepting his bloody sacrifice, a once-for-all sacrifice. But it didn't stop there. He sent the Holy Spirit into our hearts through the means of grace, word and sacraments, creating faith in us so we believe in him. He did all of this so that we, you and me, would be willing enough to trust in him, to trust him with our very souls, and pray this collect of the day. Like a tree planted by a stream, our roots have a source that never goes dry. Jeremiah knew it. We know it. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Confess your sins to God in prayer and receive his forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.